And good morning to you. 1 minute now after 11 o'clock and time for another spotlight here on Red River Radio. I'm Kermit Poling, GM here at Red River Radio, and joining me in the studio, Heather Bryson and Stephen L. Barron, two actors who are part of the next production by River City Repertory Theater, and that production is Desire, which opens tonight. It opens running through Sunday, and it's fascinating because you typically would think of a play as being written by one person, but this is an assortment of five plays written by five different well-known playwrights based upon the writings, actually short stories, of yet another person known for writing plays, and that is Tennessee Williams. And first of all, Heather, Steve, thank you for joining me in the studio.
Thank you.
Pleasure to be here.
Talk a little bit about... because you are involved in different segments of the show, because of the plays as they go through. Mm-hmm. The difference in the process of putting together five different thoughts, five different productions.
Well, it's interesting for me because for the first 2.5 weeks or so of the rehearsal process, I only knew what I was doing. I only knew the shows that I was involved with. I saw none of the other productions because we were all called at different times so that our time wasn't wasted. So I would maybe catch 10 minutes of a rehearsal of another one before mine went on. So it's really been this week that we've been able to see everything come together, and it's really been kind of interesting.
It's also interesting that Steve and I play different characters in the different plays, so that's challenging as well. But there's definitely that theme of desire that runs throughout the plays that once you see them all together, it definitely does tie it all in.
Yeah, talk about that. So desire means a lot of different things, and obviously it's different in each one of the plays.
Yeah, it is. There's the desire for security, stability. There's, of course, the desire for love and for affirmation. Mm-hmm. There is the desire to have your voice heard, you know, just to be listened to. And it's a common theme. It doesn't mean the same thing in each show, but it is a common theme that these playwrights were able to weave together using Tennessee Williams' words. It's really, really kind of fascinating.
It is. It is very fascinating and so well written. So well written.
Yeah, the great part about the writing is that these are, like you said, five very, very prominent, modern day playwrights, from, Beth Henley to John Guar, Rebecca Gilman, and yet they weren't so conceited in their own talents to not let Tennessee Williams' words come through. They didn't try to improve on Tennessee. So in each of these five plays, you will hear that beautiful lyricism, the great beautiful juicy words that we love to say every single night. You will see those words of Tennessee Williams come throughout the entire plays, all the plays.
Yeah, and also for fans of Tennessee Williams, it'll also be fun for them to really kind of see bits and pieces of his famous plays like The Glass Menagerie or Streetcar Named Desire or Summer and Smoke, where some of these scenes are almost like a continuation or a prequel to certain plays that he wrote years ago.
Sure. Yeah. Well, Stephen, so you're in Oriflamme, which is...
With Heather.
That's right. You're both... sorry, didn't want to leave you out, Heather. But that is one that Tennessee Williams himself adapted into two other plays of his own. And you mentioned Summer and Smoke and also The Yellowbird, which is a shorter play. As an adaption, this isn't the same thing as either one of those.
No, the only thing is at the very end of Summer and Smoke, the lead character, who is kind of a continuation of the character I play, does go into a park and meet a gentleman, and then it ends. So I think for Tennessee Williams, this would be the continuation of what might have happened, but also with a female character that has a different background than the female character from Summer and Smoke.
Sure, and each one of these plays has... a different mood, as you might expect. Mm-hmm. Some of them are tend to, I guess, be more of the humorous, at least for long parts of it. Mm-hmm. I can't say that they stay that way because, you know, again, you know,
it is.
Mm-hmm. And some of them are very intense and, mm-hmm. You know, arguably, Stephen, your character in Oriflamme, to get back to that, isn't the nicest guy.
He's not the nicest guy.
Creepy,
but boy, is he fun. He really, because, no, it's true, because in the very beginning, he's kind of this quiet, unassuming person who just wants to be left alone in a park. And as the play progresses, you start to see more and more of his true inner desire.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Come out, and it's not a pretty thing.
No, it's not.
But getting back to continuations and prequels, the first play, You Lied to Me About Centralia, mm-hmm. is pretty much picks up after The Glass Menagerie ends, with Jim, the gentleman caller, going to pick up his fiancée at the train station, which he mentions in Glass Menagerie.
Exactly. Yeah.
And so you have this lovely little play set in inside the rail station where Jim is recalling to his fiance the events of the dinner at the Wingfield family, and then mm-hmm. she brings her own little drama to the table as well. And so it's a really fascinating interaction, and anyone who mm-hmm. knows Glass Menagerie will be able to pick up on it right away.
Sure.
But also, I think people that are not necessarily well-versed on Tennessee Williams or fans, I can't imagine they're not being a fan, but they will enjoy it as well.
No, they all stand on their own.
Yes.
Definitely. Right. As works, they stand on their own.
And River City Rep, and of course, Patrick McWilliams is the director. He has a long association with doing Tennessee Williams.
Oh, yes. This is really with the passing of Robert Busick, just the mentor and really the guide of this community's measure of quality of theater in this town. He basically directed every Tennessee Williams play mm-hmm. while he was alive, and so mm-hmm. this in essence is a tribute to Robert Busick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's talk about the five plays that are here, since we mentioned a couple of the titles. You Lied to Me About Centralia, which is the opening. There's The Field of Blue Children. There's The Attack of the Giant Tent Worms, which again is based on Tent Worms, which mm-hmm. is Tennessee Williams' story. The Resemblance Between a Violin Case and a Coffin, which is one of my favorites, not the least of which because my son is in it.
There you go.
And he's pantomiming playing the violin, and I think, oh, well, yeah, when he was little, he used to play that. Oriflamme, of course, being part of this too. So each one of these plays, again, written by different playwrights, but you have that source inspiration there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The other thing is, of course, these performances are going to be at the East Bank Theater, which is now part of this renovated downtown.
Yes.
Area.
Unbelievable.
It's so great.
Yeah, I saw it for the first time. I mean, I haven't lived in Shreveport in 30 years, but we were back over there a few days ago, and to see that area being revamped, and I hear it's like 3 year of a 15-year a project, and I think they're just doing a great job.
And that's the thing. There's so much for folks to come and do before the play starts at 7:30. They can come and go to the brewery. They can go to Leo Italiano's. Oh, no. There's all kinds of things to do in the vicinity, and then making theater part of their night in that new area of town, I think, is really cool.
Which is another reason to come out. Now, River City Rep is it's the only professional theater here with its feet in equity.
Yes, yeah,
it is.
And so that in and of itself is mm-hmm. special. And I'm guessing it's 13. How many years?
13th season.
13th
season. The beginning,
yes. So mm-hmm. so that's amazing to be able to keep what was a fledgling group growing during that time and performing many different performances, mm-hmm. Both large scale musicals. Mm-hmm. You've been mm-hmm. involved in those, and of course straight plays and some smaller things as well. Mm-hmm. But it is we happen to be in an area that loves theater.
Yes,
whether it's community theater, professional theater, we have it. And I would not just say isolating. You know, Shreveport-Bossier City, but the entire region here of Central and Northwest Louisiana, East Texas, and all that. There's so much. It just mm-hmm. amazes me how much theater is here. So clearly people love to come and see
Yeah, I honestly, I consider myself very lucky to have been born and raised and got my early theater education in this area.
Yep.
Because it provided a very, very strong foundation for me when I went out into the world, when I went to Seattle, when I went to New York.
Mm-hmm.
It really, I mean, to this day, I hear the directors from my past here in Shreveport in my head.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever I'm making the wrong move, and, you know, I hear music yelling at me. I hear Richard Fulmer saying, "Come on, Steve, you know that's not right. You know that's not right." But we really have had a wealth of talent.
Shreveport-Bossier is a great place to have been born into the theater.
Yeah, it
sure.
is.
And a number of people like yourself have gone out into the world
out
and have had
world.
Successful careers. You know, mm-hmm. there are quite a few that have gotten their start here. So as a place for people to come from, it is also known for its great theater here. And of course, this will be another example for that. And and I note that Patrick hasn't really announced more of a season. And I know that River City Rep has struggled for a number of reasons, but it's really, for such a place that loves theater, it's kind of a surprise.
Yeah, it is. There, you know what, the good, there's, it's kind of a catch 22. There is so much good theater, so many good theater companies in town, but unfortunately they all run shows at the same time, so it becomes a struggle of where do I go and what do I see when and where. So I think that that's definitely part of the culprit, is there is so much good stuff going on. But folks definitely need to come and support this theater and come to the show, and let's help keep this only equity professional theater in the area going.
Right, and there are 5 performances opening tonight. Performances are 7:30 p.m. again, East Bank Theater, so tonight through Saturday night. And then Sunday is a matinee.
About 3 o'clock matinee.
3 o'clock in the afternoon. So
after you spring forward on Saturday night. We
oh,
don't want
no.
anyone late. We don't want anyone early.
Oh, for actors losing a night's sleep
oh,
after an
no.
evening performance. Uh-oh.
That's going to be an angry matinee.
Where do people go for tickets?
They can call the box office at 868-5888, or they can go online to brownpapertickets.org and search Desire, and it should pop up there. And if you do go out to Brown Paper, you also have the option to, because part of their ticket sales go to help charitable causes as well, and you can denote
nice.
On that a specific charity or group of charities that you'd like to part of your ticket donation to go to. So that's how I made all my reservations, because that's kind of important to me. I've made them online, so part of that does go to those causes.
All right, two options, brownpapertickets.com. And just search for Desire. It's actually .com.
.com.
It's
.com.
A .com. And I'm actually on the page, so I know.
And
so you can search for it there. And what was the number again for the box office?
868-5888.
Okay, and that's area code 318 for those of you not in the immediate area. Again, that is Desire, which is a collection of 5 short plays. They're written by 5 different playwrights based on short stories by Tennessee Williams. It opens tonight. And Heather Bryson and Stephen L. Barron, I want to thank you both for coming on and talking about the production. And
thank you very much.
Thanks, Kermit. This was a joy. Thanks.
Thank you.
And if you are with an organization and you have an event coming up, you'd like to be featured on a spotlight, get in touch with us at 800-552-8502.